I always remind people, your debut, you have your whole life to write it, and your second one, you're supposed to hurry up and do it again.
Around 30 years ago, Ricky Lee Jones found genre-smashing success with her self-titled debut, and then followed that up with another iconic album, Pirates. What's that thing they say about lightning striking twice? This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Rita Houston. Ricky Lee Jones has been on tour recently looking back at her first two albums, her 1979 self-titled debut with the tunes Chucky's in Love and Easy Money, and her 1981 follow-up, Pirates. Those albums earned Ricky Lee a Grammy and a spot on the cover of Rolling Stone twice, and her jazz-influenced singing style and story-rich lyrics helped usher in a new era of fusion and pop music. But Ricky Lee Jones told me that passing the Dr. John test was success enough.
I had met him before the record because when the record companies were courting me, Tommy LaPuma had a record label called Portrait, I think, or else it was Horizon. But anyway, it was through A&M. And he sent Dr. John to check me out. That was pretty cool. And I remember this so well, going to A&M on La Brea Avenue, walking and seeing Dr. John walking and really feeling like, I don't know if anybody's looking, but I feel a historical thing happening because I was in my beret and my little 1940s things and my gloves, and he's got his cane and his mojo things and his snake and his hat, and we were just like we're going to draw, you know, walking towards each other. And he put me in a car and took me to a house and played... We played Since I Fell for You and some jazz standards, and just to check out what I could really do, and went back and reported to Tommy LaPuma.
Apparently thumbs up.
So I'd already met him. I passed the Dr. John test. There was a Joe leaning on the back door. A couple Jills that had their eyes on a couple bills. Eyes were stating they were waiting to get their hands on some easy money. They flip a dime. One said, I'll take heads this time. One stepped up, one stepped back. One loosened her shoulder strap. She couldn't speak, her knees got weak. She could almost taste easy money.
Was it in response to fans like me being like, man, these two records are...
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. It, you know, as years have gone by, that's the one. You know, they like pieces of later ones. So whether it was that time and place, what it meant, it was on fire and it's burned into their lives, or that those are the most powerful recordings. But for whatever reason, that's the one that, those are the ones that light them up. And I had decidedly left behind because it felt so like I was branded by it. I put the beret down, I put the thing down, and went a different path. And I don't know, maybe getting older, you know, it's show business. This is this thing you do. We love this thing. We like this other stuff, but we love it when you do that. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And I did this show on the pier in September. Mm-hmm. And there were 8,000 people there, and it was unexpected. We thought, well, if we do good business, there'll be three. But there were the whole beach was filled with people. I say this was no game of chicken. You are aiming at your best friend. Oh, you wear like a switchblade on a chain around your neck, like that one you got in Mexico from your dad. Well, your daddy on the booze and your Brando on the ice, or your Dean in the doorway with one more way he can't play this scene twice. Well, you drug her down every drag of these forbidden fits of love and told her she should stand tall when you kiss her. That's not how you were thinking. How could a Nelly would not get sucked into a scene so custom tucked? And now who shows up here in the same place? In this case, it wouldn't be better to face it.
Ricky Lee Jones, live in the FUV studios with We Belong Together and Easy Money. Her latest album is Balm and Gilead. Today's producer for Take 5 was Andrew Hirschman. Catch full sessions with Ricky Lee Jones and many other artists online at WFUV.org.